What's good? We back. Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. And, of course, I am the one and only Paul Pickett. Today I'm going to react to Skip Bayless pissing off, Shannon Sharp. But who doesn't Skip Bayless piss off, especially in the sports world? I don't think there's not one athlete that Skip doesn't piss off. So we're going to get into it. Before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That lick, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap, it is that one. Everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like,
do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check them out. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, a mixture of agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three links. Recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. And you're good to go. Below that is actual locations in California. Mainly Southern California. Mostly Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. So if you're in Oklahoma City or Kansas or Little Rock or LA and surrounding areas, go to your nearby liquor store and ask them, do they got Dizzle? Okay, we're going to get into it. Probably get a copyright complaint on this one. But, oh well. This is a sports, music, and politics podcast.
Can get to 24. And that defense all of a sudden don't turn you over. All of a sudden don't get 6-7 sacks. If that could happen and make Cooper Rush play for the entirety of the game, not just two drives, because what did he do last night, Skip? That's what made you think he had him. He had two drives, and normally those two drives, what did he do? Two drives against Cincinnati, did what it needed to do. Two drives against Washington football team, do what it needed to do. Two drives against, they played somebody the other night. Oh, they got behind Washington Commanders, New York Giants. And it did what it needed to do. Now those two drives, and you were still behind. And yeah, come on, Skip, don't do that now. You're being real petty, bro. Let me talk.
I haven't said a word.
I know you're doing nothing. Come on, that's childish. Your team lost. That is very childish. Let me talk.
Your opinion is childish.
Go ahead.
Go.
Let me stop for a second, especially so we won't get a copyright complaint. Skip is so petty, man. He always does it. I couldn't debate with Skip because his faces he makes, like, I'd have to get up and smack the shit out of Skip Bayless. I'm sorry. And I'm only 5'4", 140 pounds soaking wet with a former dislocated shoulder, 5 screws in my foot, and a metal rod in my leg for when I got hit by a car. But that wouldn't stop me because Skip Bayless is, he has this sense of entitlement because, you know, he kind of fathered, or let's call it grandfathered, he's old now, as old as he is, and he kind of grandfathered in this whole debate thing with sports on the cold pizza or whatnot. He thinks, like, his opinion is always 100% correct and right. He's one of his worst analyzers of sports because he's so biased. You can't be a good analyzer of sports and you're so biased. Keep it moving though. All right, so
go ahead.
Come on.
No, it's not.
No, I'm not gonna go. Can you do anything? I'm trying to talk to you. Go ahead.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take it. It is my turn now. And here's what really happened last night. My quarterback, the backup quarterback that you called the intern and the jag and the undrafted fraud waiting to be exposed, the October pumpkin, He got thrown into a bonfire of a buzzsaw in Philadelphia. And I tweeted, you can look at my timeline. I tweeted before the game that Josh Allen and the Bills, if they'd got thrown in that bonfire, they would not have survived either, because the Philadelphia Eagles are on fire. Do you realize, have you checked, did your researcher check the turnover differential total of the Eagles right now? Did they check?
Yeah.
They're up to 14 takeaways to only 2 giveaways. Do you realize that's plus 12? Do you realize that's 8 clear of any other team in the league? They are running away with the most important stat in all of football. It is the determining factor. It is the one you can hang your helmet on year after year after year. Turnover differential. 14 takeaways to only 2 giveaways. That's who they are. That's what they were. They were on fire last night. Meek Mill's down, just rapping on the sideline, getting them crazed. The first lady is on site. They were out of their minds at that stadium. I don't think through TV, because I've been there a bunch of times, you can feel just how crazed loud it was in that stadium. So the young man that is Cooper Rush gets thrown into the bonfire, and I will give you this. He unraveled a little bit. The first interception wasn't all that bad because it's Bradberry making a great jump.
You know what the problem with Skip is? Skip just loves hearing himself talk. He just loves hearing himself talk. He just loves trying to be the guy who's always right in the room. Like, nobody's 100% right. I mean, I go off of common sense. But even I could be wrong on some things. You know what I'm saying? I might not have all the information or something, you know, and that's the thing with information. There's so much information being suppressed nowadays and canceled or withheld. It's almost impossible for anybody to have all the information regarding any situation, you know, just like the Emi Udoka situation. It's like information just starts coming out little pieces at a time. You know, and everybody started reacting to it at the beginning, but nobody really had all the information. Everybody was just going off of assumptions. And then more information comes out, more information, and then it's less assuming. Let me see. Let's play a little bit more, see if Skip pisses off Shannon anymore. But I think, like, Skip's going to keep this up, and Shannon's going to be looking to go elsewhere, man. Because Shannon Sharp, he's already got it. His brand is coming up pretty good. He's got the Uncle Shay Shay. And Shannon's a person you could debate with easier because he's not going to be so biased. Even though he played for the Broncos and the Ravens, you know, he's not going to be as biased as Skip is when it comes to the Cowboys. And you can't debate with a cat who's just has his mind made up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think some of the best debaters are like to me, one the best is Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard is the number one debater on the planet to me. And when Chris gets heated in his debates, you best believe the other person is just talking out their ass. They're talking complete nonsense. Let's see if we can keep it moving.
Lady is on site. They were out of their minds at that stadium. I don't think through TV, because I've been there a bunch of times, you can feel just how crazed loud it was in that stadium. So the young man that is Cooper Rush gets thrown into the bonfire, and I will give you this. He unraveled a little bit. The first interception wasn't all that bad because it's Bradberry making a great jump on the ball. And I got to tell you, they not only have the 2 best corners in pro football, but they have the best defensive backfield because Gardner Johnson is really good and a ball hawk. These are the supreme ball hawks of the league right now are the Philadelphia defense. So despite all that, despite the one unravel was the second interception that Slay got, and he's simply the best cornerback in football. And I think he pretty much took CeeDee Lamb out of the game.
Everybody does that.
Despite all Skip, that, I give you that.
Shannon's
he really
the moderator
disappointed
right
me
now,
last night. Despite all of the above, finally, Cooper Rush settled down late in the second quarter, and he throws two balls that nearly cut it to 20-7 at halftime, because that's what Cooper Rush has been doing for five games. He came out of the box and did something in the first four games nobody's ever done in the freaking history of the league.
I wish Shannon would just get up and close line, Skip,
over
man.
The first four just games get up of and his close career, line, man. Never been done
like,
before.
Right in the middle
he
is...
won his first five starts. It's impossible. He's got problems because they don't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball a lick in the first half. But what did he do? He throws one to Noah Brown. It's a really good throw. It's almost a great catch. Gallup breaks free at the back of the end zone. Okay, so it's almost 20-7 at halftime, but it's 23. And here comes Cooper Rush. And Cooper Rush does what he's been doing for five games. He goes on two drives. In
one thing I
got to
give Skip props about is he got his, what do you want to say now, Pat?
A running drive, but it's 79 and nine plays. And then he goes
straight freestyle
and 15 plays.
The top of the dome.
And guess what Cooper Rush was? In those two drives, he hits 8 out of 10 passes for almost 100 yards. In the second half, believe it or not, Cooper Rush was 13 of 22 for 145 yards. That will win a football game at Philadelphia against the best defense in pro football. Cooper Rush settled down and did Cooper Rush things. And all of a sudden, he's throwing to two rookie tight ends. This is mind-blowing to me. Dalton.
I've heard enough. This cat, this is probably, now I know why Skip left Fox. Skip didn't leave Fox for the money, because ESPN probably could have offered him the same amount and probably would have. He left because he's not the loudest voice in the room no more. And that was... Stephen A. Smith. He left because Stephen A. Smith was taking over. Stephen A. Smith was the louder voice and the smarter voice in the room. And Stephen A. Smith ain't always right. You know, Stephen A. Smith can tend to pull the race card on issues where he's wrong, but he's the louder voice. He's the most trusted voice at ESPN. I think Skip felt threatened. Skip felt threatened from Stephen A. Smith. That's really why he left, plus the money, because I'm pretty sure ESPN offered him a buttload of money too, especially when Fox offered him a buttload, you know? And that's the thing. I like Skip and Shannon's show, but it still ain't got nothing on First Take. And even though Skip started it, I mean, you know, First Take, Stephen A. Smith is going to take it into another level, another hemisphere with it, you know. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Shannon Sharp ends up leaving the show sometime. Skip is just gets petty and too disrespectful. He thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All. He's always Mr. Right. He definitely, it doesn't matter what cat like LeBron does. Skip is always biased against him. You know, that's the thing. You can't be a intelligent sports debater and a sports debater that's right a lot of times if you're always going into it with a biased mentality. That's why I like Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard is the most unbiased sports debater there is. And who would I say is second? After that, Chris Broussard, Rick Bucher is real good. Rick Bucher is real good. No biasness. Colin Cowherd probably would be good in a debate situation. And he kind of was when he was on Speak for Yourself, which him and Jason Whitlock kind of started that. And then Wiley and Acho Emanuel took over, but now I think Wiley's off of there. So, and Joy Taylor just left Colin to go on that show. And Colin actually has, I forgot that dude that he has on there now, which he's not one of the best debaters. That's the thing. Like, you can't be biased in this, you know? So I would say Chris Broussard is number one. And then Rick Bucher. Stephen A. Smith ain't so biased. Like, because he'll shit on the Knicks. He'll shit on his own teams. And that's the problem with Skip. Cowboys could be playing like complete bums, and he's a delusional Cowboy fan. So, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Skip pissing off Shannon once again. What's new? All right, peace, and I'm out.